We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Middleton with the board. They got plenty of time. 4 seconds. Up for Giannis. Makes the catch. Middleton. Count it! At the buzzer! Cash!
I'm not going to pit on myself. I don't think anybody on this team is going to pit on themselves to, you know, especially outdo our teammates, whether they're shooting or not, say, I got to do it by myself. That's not the type of team we are. That's not the type of player I am. You know, I thought everybody had great shots. They just missed them. Hopefully we can make them all Sunday night or Saturday night or whenever we play next. But, you know, it never comes down to somebody's not doing it, so I got to do it. No, it's a group, collective effort.
Giannis picks up Durant on the switch. Nice dime. Green got ripped underneath. Tough night for Jeff Green. Giannis in transition. Through the contact. Count it!
In the paint for Milwaukee, 25 in transition.
I've said all year long, you know, we're built for this moment, simple as that. And nobody says it's going to be easy. Might be hard, but we are capable of doing it, you know. So everybody had a great mindset, and everybody, you know, came to play, came to compete, and that's all I can ask, you know, for my team, and hopefully we can do that in Game 7 and win the game.
That's going to do it. The series is tied at 3-3, and we'll have a Game 7 on Saturday. Middleton and Antetokounmpo combining for 68 points.
In the song choice, but who cares? It's that or Bucks Lust for the 9,000th time. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Let's hear from you, 414-799-1250. Bucks win game 6. On to a game 7. You know what I realized, though, Toby, yesterday? Is I realized for the first time that I don't know if you can say a series really starts until a road team wins a game.
Everyone says that, though. Come on, right? Everyone knows that, right? Come on.
Oh. I thought I was like, that was, okay. So you've heard that before?
A time or two.
Until a road team wins, the series hasn't started. And if that's the case, well,
and last night was a must win for the Bucks, you know.
Yeah, did they know that though? Until maybe the third quarter. I mean, they were up, but I didn't see a great sense of urgency in the first half. I thought at one point it looked like the Bucks thought it was a best of 17. I'm very happy with the outcome of this game. I absolutely am. And I think that the Bucks fans are we're at a spot right now where it's either we win and keep playing, or we lose and we fire Bud. So there's no bad choice here. I still think if they win the finals, I still think if the Bucks go all the way and win the finals, you could have a moment where they're at the podium like 30 minutes afterwards at Fiserv. Just nobody can believe this is happening. And Adam Silver goes, and now let's have Mike Budenholzer come up here with a tremendous coaching job. Mike, is Mike here? And then Lazary comes over. We fired him. You guys just won the championship. Yeah, but he didn't do much. He's gone. He's packing up. He could send a camera crew up to his office and maybe get a word quick. Otherwise, you know, we park out back. You can run him down there.
That's why you need to be at the Pfizer. Maybe you can have your big moment on stage representing Coach Bud.
I think because it's not just my face that looks like Coach Bud. And if you haven't seen any comparisons or you're like, what does this guy look like? First of all, I look like Coach Bud. I'm a younger, maybe a little less gray version of Coach Bud. I think that I can't tell. Is he got a bigger gut or do I? My gut is more like it protrudes out, and his it more like encompasses his whole torso.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, don't agree on this. My gut goes outward like it's Pinocchio's nose growing, where Bud, his gut like envelops his body. And so that might be where the difference is. But otherwise, if I just walked in, I think I could just walk in with the green pullover he wears and not have a name tag. And I'd be like, hey, Jerry, good to see you. Got to be better. And he's, oh, Coach, how you doing, Coach Mike? Come on in. Oh, thank you. I think it's at least worth a try.
Yeah, you should try it.
I think it's at least worth a try. So I'll get to, and if I'm on the road at Barclays, I could go to Barclays and try it. I could try that on Saturday night. Zach Zarba was one of the officials in this game. A lot of people getting all worked up because he apparently lives within the shadow of the Barclays Center and is a Nets fan. But I thought he was fine last night. The officiating was fine. There wasn't really a big skirmish. The problem is the Nets, you know, the Nets, I wonder, a team that's so talented with Kevin Durant and especially James Harden and Blake Griffin, a team that is so talented, why do you have that much talent and still have to resort to some of the antics they resort to? And I asked that last night, and the response was, well, because they can. And I think that, yeah, that's a good, like, Harden falls down on three-point shots, and thankfully they didn't call them all, but there was a drive that he had, too, where he was not touched, but he falls anyway, and then he gets the call. There was that kick play where I don't think Brooke Lopez kicked it.
Well, we couldn't tell because we didn't get a replay.
We didn't get a replay on ESPN, and if you had DVR or were at your house and tried to go back, it was still, there was only the one angle, and you couldn't tell. So the NBA, for whatever reason, didn't allow a replay, or at least a different angle, which is like, come on, guys. Let's see, the NBA, they do enough. I don't think in my heart of hearts that they're crooked, but they make you like, they give you every reason to think that they might be.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, well, Zach's, hey, who should officiate this game? Why don't we have the Nets fan do it? Oh, okay. Hey, there was a controversial call. Oh, let's call ESPN quick. Don't show a replay. that'll get them all worked up. I think that's kind of what the NBA. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain why it's always so skeptical all the time. Hey, LeBron James left Cleveland. We should give the Cavs the first overall pick. and they have the best odds anyway. But they'll think that we cheated. Yeah, who cares? Let's not. Hey, we'll make the reporters put their cell phones away. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. So that's what it seems like sometimes. But then Blake Griffin, one time he pretended like he got hit in the nuts. Like there was a little contact.
Oh, what was that? Tucker just trying to get through a screen, and you're like, oh my gosh, I got killed.
Yeah, there's a little contact. But he's decided, of all things, I'm going to pretend like I got hit in the nuts. What are they doing? What was the point of this?
James Harden's normal three-point shooting routine is he shoots it and then lays on the floor.
Yeah.
What in the world, man? Come on.
And then Harden's the most worked up about anybody over Giannis's 10-second free throw thing. Oh, and Doris Burke. Where did you have to be last night? Doris. Oh, Giannis takes so long. What's the deal? Hey, shut up. And Mark Jones, both of you. I don't think I like that team. I wanted some Mike Breen last night is what I wanted. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You guys can chime in here on The Fan. Brick dialing us up. Let's get right to him. I still don't have a better nickname for you, Brick. I think Brick is the nickname.
I think that works. I'm cool with it. I came to terms with it last week with a child with a fever, so I was a little delirious and sleep deprived, so I didn't want to think about it too much. So Brick's good.
Oh, how old's the kid?
Oh, she's fine.
Oh, she's doing good now?
Yep, ear infection and all that jazz. We got her on some antibiotics. She's good. We're
good. What I've learned is that every kid under the age of 6 has an ear infection at all times, is I think what I've learned as a dad.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, they're constantly teething, so that always helps.
Oh, like, yeah, they're
four or 5 months old. But, no, so talking Bucks, first off, I want to call out people on Twitter for being idiots and calling him Drew Bledsoe like he's anything close to as bad as Bledsoe had been in the playoffs for the last couple of years.
I don't know. Really. From three, though, he was.
Yeah, from three, but 21-8-5 is not Eric Bledsoe numbers. You know, they brought him in to play great defense, to run the point, and shoot some threes. But the threes is like the third thing on that list that he hasn't been doing. The other two he's been great at.
I just don't understand why he had to take 10 of them if he wasn't making any of them.
Well, so this wasn't what I was planning on talking about, but I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago the Bucks had a promotion where you'd sign up and you get like a text message from a Bucks player saying like, "Hey, happy birthday from Pat Connaughton," or whatever.
Oh, sad.
A friend of ours signed up for that and got a happy birthday text from Pat Connaughton. And then she attempted to woo him into going on a date with her. And he responded with, "Yeah, no can do on that one." And she said, "Sorry, I had to shoot my shot." And he responded with, "Shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot." And then that was the end of their interaction together.
So it was actually Pat's phone, or is it like an intern that sends these texts out?
Allegedly, it's from an app.
You know, because all these celebrities now, they've like, "Hey, I'm Tom Hanks. Account. Text me," but it's not their real number.
No, supposedly it was actually from the Bucks players, and they used like a WhatsApp thing that converted it to a text.
Oh, okay, all right.
But every time he shoots and misses, all I can think about in the back of my head is him telling my friend, "Shoot hot to get hot, shoot hot to stay hot," every time.
Why was he so quick to say no?
What's that?
Why do you think he was so quick to say no? Did she send a picture?
I don't know. I have no idea why he said no. Maybe he's in a committed relationship.
Yeah, that could be. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Or maybe saying yes to a date with a fan that signed up to get a happy birthday text from you might be a little bit of a red flag.
Hey, you know, a lot of people meet that way. Conan O'Brien met his wife at a commercial shoot for his show.
See, I did it the old-fashioned way. I met my wife in college at a bar when we were both really having fun. Say that. Keep PG for the radio.
Yeah, me too. I kind of did the same.
But last thing I wanted to touch on was Giannis. I love that he had so many opportunities to jack up a three or jack up a mid-range from the elbow or from the baseline, and he didn't, and got to the paint and either went hard to the hole or threw up a floater from the paint, high percentage shot, and I loved it. And I was getting super excited that he was attacking, even if the announcers decided to talk about the Nets for 3 minutes at a time, throw in a sentence about Giannis, and then go back to talking about the Nets for 5 minutes. It was atrocious announcing last night.
Thanks, Brick.
I love Brick. I think she's great. I really do. But God, all they talked about the entire game was KD and how tough and how gritty.
Yeah, I've turned on Mark Jones and Doris. I don't like that team anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I get it. James Harden, he's playing through some injuries. Good for him. But, I mean, and props to him for still flopping like a half-dead tuna fish coming out of the ocean, even with a bum hamstring. Still flopping around like he never left the game. Good for him.
Yeah, that's kind of how you know he might still be healthy. Brick, thanks for the call. 799-1250, or at least is getting closer to health. He's healthy enough to flop. He's not healthy enough to run in transition and actually make a play, but he's healthy enough to go down and maybe make the injury worse.
Yeah, the one point he fell down and then he got up and kind of had to run to get his balance back. And I mean, I don't want him to get hurt, but it would have been rather awkward if he got hurt because he was flopping around. I also thought it was funny that every time Giannis passed up on a jumper, Doris Burke, oh, what great decision-making every single time he passed on it. It's like, I know, Doris, we're all thinking it. Thank you for not shooting it, but you don't have to say it every time he passes up on a shot.
I just see, Doris, we're supposed to like Doris. NBA fan, you're supposed, it's like one of the rules. You're supposed to like Doris Burke. And for a long time, I did. And then Doris Burke realized that everybody liked her. And I don't know, her and Mark Jones together, they're just like, they say in the cup. First of all, they say in the cup every time a guy goes to the, they say in his bag and in the cup. It's like they have two sayings they say. I don't know.
See, I still like Doris Burke, but I just thought it was funny how every time that Giannis would pass up a shot or every time he'd take a jumper, like, oh, boy, that's a poor decision right there to take that jump shot. Or every time you pass it up, oh, wow, what great decision-making. Just say it. You're sick and tired of seeing Giannis shoot jump shots.
Well, her and James Harden were the two most upset about how long Giannis was taking at the free throw line.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, yeah, he takes a long time. He's taking a long time all season. Why are we calling it and getting mad about it in the playoffs? This was happening all season. Why didn't anybody say anything then? Oh, because you never watched the Bucks until now. Nobody had the Bucks lust nationally until now. Justin is in Germantown, and I know you've got Bucks lust. It eeps through the phone when you're on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do. Like I always said before, I'm a fucking rut, baby.
You're a what?
I'm a bucking rut. Ever been hunting before? When the, you know, when the bucks are in rut, they're all feisty and ready to go.
You,
and all that
you,
kind of
do
stuff.
You think I strike you as the kind of guy that goes hunting? No.
I don't know. All
no.
I want to say to begin, though, is shut up, Mark and Doris. Oh, man, I couldn't stand them last night. I'm on board with you guys. And I attribute, I work in an office, and a coworker brought in two fainting goats. Have you ever seen them before?
No.
Whenever you know you would say something or approach them in a certain way, or if you yell at them or something, they just fall over. And that's what I attribute James Harden to—a fainting goat. He's, you know, every time you get close to him or you know, maybe yell something at him when he shoots a three, he's just going to fall over like one of those stupid goats. So I can't stand that. So anyway, great win last night. And I kind of emulate what the last caller said there. You know, Giannis was doing exactly, he can get his 30 every single night and still, you know, pass out to what he needs to do. Chris Middleton was just phenomenal last night, but I see that. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, or I don't want to do anything negative after a win, but I'm just I can't help but be worried about Game 7, and I just think that there were a few calls last night that went our way that aren't going to go our way in a Game 7. You know, Giannis going down the lane a couple of times, and you know, getting a charge or getting a blocking call plus the score. But I'm really excited for the Game 7 on Saturday, and we need PJ Tucker to hit corner threes like he always has in his entire career. It needs to be an entire group effort, and especially by our big three, and I expect Drew Holiday to be a lot better than he has been. I think it's going to be a close game. And I'm hoping for a Bucks win, but what are you guys feeling about Game 7? I just really want to know that, and what are you thinking?
Well, we're going to talk about that, coincidentally, Justin, after the break. Toby did float out there. What did you say, that there's no reason that they should win by less than 10?
Yeah, I got Bucks by 10+.
Toby. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the reservations Damn, that would... No, there's no way.
Bucks by double digits, baby.
Toby.
Hey, you can clown me when we come back on Monday.
And I don't
they
want
lose,
to.
But when they win by 15, you know, I'll gloat a little bit on Monday.
I don't want to be one of these, like, you're not from here guys.
Well, I'm not, so you can say it.
But so Toby again grew up D.C. area, Virginia, yes?
Virginia, Northern Virginia.
And you've been here for, what, 5 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, there's the Packer beat writer for The Athletic, Matt Schneidman, does a fine job. He keeps writing in his articles that he wants the Packers to sign an inside linebacker. He thought they would draft one, and then he wants them to sign KJ Wright. And it's like, you gotta know at some point, they're not going to do that. They don't value inside linebacker. So at some point, Matt... Will, who's not from here, he'll understand and he'll get that, he'll feel that. And at some point you will feel that thinking the Bucks are gonna win by 10 in this game is insane.
Hey man.
Because of the heartbreak that we know.
Call it, I'm not from here, call it what it is, whatever. Bucks win by double digits in game 7, and this Bucks team is different. And they find a way.
Okay, maybe that. See, this could be refreshing. This could be because all we do, we're kind of in an echo chamber. We talk about, oh, heartbreak, hey, you know, NFC Championship, lose, lose, lose. Toby's got a different set of eyes. Toby can see, hey, I see a Bucks team that can win this game by 10 points. Maybe I should embrace your thoughts. We'll talk about that coming up next. Initial thoughts on Game 7. You want to rip on Doris Burke? We've done that. You want to rip on James Harden? We've done that. You want to rip on the fans? I've done that. So let's keep ripping on people. Coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We did bounce back. We did, actually. Down 4 a couple times, and they pushed it up. I mean, they responded after every run we made, and we got to give them credit for that. But I think we were down early. We got ourselves back into the game. We were down like 12-15, and then we got back, cut it. It was 82-77, then we fouled a 3-point shooter, and that's when they kind of took control. So I felt like we were right there. We just couldn't get over the hump.
Kevin Durant, yeah, they're right. They did not lead in the game at all, the Brooklyn Nets. Bucks got off to, I think it was a 9-2 start. Nets a little sloppy. And there were parts of this game where you thought, all right, we're going to take a lead here, but no lead is safe because of what happened in Game 5. Enter Chris Middleton. Huge night for Cash. 38 points. Was terrific in all facets of the game. Well, he did have a turnover 4. There's still a little fumble-itis between him and the freak that we're seeing. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Bart, how do you spend your commercial breaks? Well, I might go to the restroom. I might go get a cup of coffee in our break room. I might also look at Twitter and retweet everyone that's been tweeting me asking where Ram is. Ram, our good buddy Ram, who always calls and talks about Chris Middleton. You'd think I'm leading into Ram right now. I'm not. I don't know where he is. And after Middleton had a good game the other day, Ram told me he was out of town. That's why he didn't call. They needed a bad game, and then Ram called in very early. I mean, very early. It's like the first caller of the day. I don't know. Guys, I don't know. I don't know where Ram is. I don't know. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. I know where Ben is. He is in Ripon. What's up, Ben?
What's up there, Bart? How the hell you doing?
How the hell you doing there, brother?
You know what, man? First off, if you ever want to go hunting, dude, just let me know. You know, I could talk to my buddy. We got some land out there.
Guess what?
I probably get you out there.
I don't ever want to go hunting.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Here's the deal about hunting. It's not so much it's killing the deer as it is getting out and just enjoying peace and quiet. So if you ever want to go, just let me know. I mean, then you can at least experience it once in your life. All right, man. So here I go. So yesterday I called up Rami, and Rami was a little Debbie Downer about, oh, I don't think the Bucks are going to do it. No. To hell with that. The Bucks were going to go in yesterday, and I told him this. The Bucks are going to go in. They're going to win tonight, and they're going to clap them. And you know what happened? They clapped them, all right? So the Bucks are going to go into Game 7, right? So what we saw from the Nets in Game 5 was the Nets, they had their backs against the wall. We saw the Nets team that you're going to see in Game 7. The Nets just saw the Bucks team that the Nets are going to see in Game 7. It's going to be a hell of a fight. I still got the Bucks winning by 7, not double digits. I think it's going to be a closer game. I mean, you're going to see the best out of both teams. But that's what we expected out of this series. But I think right now, you need to get guys like Bobby Portis a little bit more involved. I think he's more like your enforcer off the bench. I think Bryn Forbes needs to have a spot-on game and be a sharpshooter that we signed him to be. Because you can't rely on a six-man rotation and expect to win a series. I mean, that's just going to kill your team. So I hope I hope the Bucks are already getting down there as far as flights. That way they don't have to get down there late tonight or early tomorrow morning. I'd rather see them down there rested and used to the area. And then just bring it to them tomorrow. You know, continue to play that game that we played yesterday. And I think yesterday was the you saw the ingredients that make that whole functionality work. And that was attack Harden, because he's going to bite on you a lot, especially on Middleton. KD's going to get what KD gets, and the rest of the team, just hold them down. I mean, I know it sounds easy on paper, but realistically, we have the better roster to be able to do as such. So,
I don't know. Our roster's pretty bad.
I have to disagree, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I think the majority of our guys are better than the majority of theirs. I mean, their center is who? I'm sorry.
Oh, who's our center? Lopez should not play anymore.
Brooke Lopez is a damn good defensive center, okay? And you're not taking him away from the rim anymore. And that proved very helpful these past in the three victories and even in the losses. I mean, he's been a pretty solid guy. So, like I said, I got the Bucks, and you know what? I'll even call the score. How about this? It's going to be 111-104.
Yeah, you guys, so. I mean, if you want to say the Bucks are going to win, all right. This confidence in the 7's a big total.
It's like I said, you're going to see the best of both teams.
Ben, you're cutting out. You must be in Rosendale. You were cutting out.
Nope, I actually just got past. I'm coming up where in Lamira right now. I'm on Highway 41.
Lamira.
That's right.
You gonna see Freems?
No. I mean, I still talk to the guy once in a while. You know, he's doing okay. But I mean, I pass this every day, man. I work down in West Bend over at right off of Paradise Drive.
Oh, I know totally where that is. Thanks.
All right, brother. You do me a favor. You have a good day, and God bless all of you.
You too, Ben. If Ben's worried about where they're going to, when they're going to fly out, you can actually send the Bucks off today, everybody. How about this? Along Layton Avenue, outside Signature Flight Support, that is 923 East Layton Avenue, you can send the Bucks off. Arrive by noon. So go and call in sick to work. Ben, turn around. Or no, you got to keep driving south. And send the Bucks off. Layton Avenue, Signature Flight Support. Arrive by noon.
I'll see you there after the show, right, Bart?
Yeah, Toby. Why don't you go there for the show?
Sure.
Actually, Toby, I just got this alert. They're going to fly out of O'Hare. So you go down to O'Hare.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm kidding.
I've got a tea time today, so I've got important things
you?
To get to. I do, yes.
Where are you golfing?
Kettle Moraine.
I might golf today, too. I might just do a 9-holer. with my brothers.
I'm too addicted to golf to play just nine holes, so.
Well, it's going to be hot today.
Yeah.
I think if I booked 18, I'd, you know, do the turn and then be like, I'm done.
I mean, that's usually what I do anyways. Then I just play another nine really sucky, so.
Yeah. Also, I do suck very bad. 799-1250. John is in Franklin. John, you going to go send the Bucks off today at noon?
I would love to, Barty. But I...
Are you sick?
No, just a little allergy thing maybe or something.
Oh, man, okay.
Well, I didn't call you yesterday because I was flying. I was flying yesterday morning, so I didn't get to make a Bucks prediction, which was probably better. but I'm down here in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So I can't... send the Bucks off, but I think I would. What a epic, huge night for this team. This game seven. Thoughts on yesterday? It was eerie the way the game was officiated. It's like every 50-50 call almost went to us. It was just strange. I'm just getting into your show here, so I don't know if you've discussed this at all, but I hope to God Game 7 is called anywhere near this, you know, where we don't have to worry about foul trouble and we can just play the game and the refs can kind of have a very minimal role, much like our bench. And the Bucks did a good job with the role players on the Nets. They didn't hurt us like they had hurt us in some other games.
No, Joe Harris being bad in the series has been like we can't underestimate the importance of that. If he gets hot one of these games, it's trouble. But he has been very bad.
Yeah, and I don't know if we attribute that to just a great defensive performance by the Bucks or what's going on. But conversely, our role players, I mean, we got very little last night offensively, obviously. It was all Middleton and all Giannis. And Middleton, my goodness. Yeah, I'd be very interested to hear what Rams got to say.
He ain't going to call today.
Not trying to drill on him, but I mean, my goodness, what a performance yesterday. And it had to be that because, I mean, Holiday started trying to take you know, have an impact offensively, and it just wasn't happening for him. And I'm just like, pass to Middleton, man. Just give the ball to the shooter because he was just in the zone. We don't talk enough about Giannis and how he just night after night is just a force, just a joy to watch this kid. Game seven, man. I'm stoked. I don't know where this is going. I just don't. I hope they get off to another slow start. Like, I mean, the last couple games, the Nets just couldn't hit a shot early. We built a lead, and it's a good place to play from ahead. It's gonna be rocking in Brooklyn. So this is gonna be a big night for the Bucks franchise, though. A pivotal moment. Where do we go from here? Big deal. I can't wait. I'm counting down the minutes.
Yeah, Saturday night, 7:30. John, thanks for the call. Enjoy the time with your son. I'll say this about the refs. The fact that not every James Harden flop was called is a win. Because he's going to fall, and he's going to try to draw the whistle, even when he's not even close to being contacted. And some of you were sharing videos of that last night. But there were also some times where he did fall and there was no whistle. You take that as a win, I think.
Absolutely. He's gonna get a few of those because he is gonna get that minimal amount of contact and he's gonna sell it. So he's gonna get a few of those, and yeah, it did look like he was a lot healthier because he was able to do all his usual shenanigans. But you just hope that in game seven the refs don't give him all of those because that could put Milwaukee at a disadvantage if all their guys are in foul trouble because every time he shoots a shot near somebody, he falls to the ground and gets a call.
You know, I think it's hard if you are somebody who's like getting into the NBA right now, if maybe you don't follow the Bucks as much throughout the season and right now you're curious, you're interested, and you're watching the games. It can be a little bit of a shock and probably discouraging how often these guys complain after every single call. And some of that is gamesmanship, but it is a little too much. And I don't know what the NBA does. I know the block charge call makes people confused and upset, and they got to do something about that. It seems unfair, and it's too close to call, and I don't like it. Plus, Giannis gets called for it a lot more than I think a normal superstar would. So I feel like it's a hindrance to him. The three-point shot and falling, and then, well, where did the foot land? And then why is this guy just flopping? That's very frustrating, too. Blake Griffin getting contacted at the shoulder and then pretending like he just got punched in the testicles. That is weird. So I get it. 414-799-1250. But again, about the refs, we all freaked out because Zach Zarba was one of the refs last night, and Zarba is from Brooklyn. And there was a big write-up about him a few years ago where he's standing in front of the Barclays Center, how great it is that he can, like, ref in the league with his hometown team. Most other sports, if there's any conflict of interest, like if I became an NBA ref or an MLB ref, if I became an MLB ref, they would, or an umpire, they'd say, well, this Winkler guy, he likes the Brewers. He talks about them all the time. He goes to a bunch of games. He even bought one of those stupid cardboard cutouts last year. Let's not have him do Brewers games. We totally believe, because we've done every sort of test that we can, we totally believe Bart will call as fair as possible, and there will be no bias when he does Brewers games. Even though we believe that, we just don't want to give that illusion that there could be. We don't want that. It's more harm than good. The NBA is like, Zach Zarba is from Brooklyn? Let's put him on the game. They think it's funny. They like lean into that.
And not even a game in Brooklyn, a game in Milwaukee. Let's send him to the away arena. And, you know, he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, they lean into that. There's plenty of refs out there. And this crew they had last night was one of the lower graded crews, I think, that was ending up doing this game. But sometimes when that happens too, Zarba's going to be like, well, I got to prove that I'm not biased. So you end up officiating against the team you actually like to prove that you're not biased. So maybe that worked out in the Bucks' favor. Maybe it had no difference at all. Big Ron is in New Jersey. Big Ron.
Happy Friday, Bart. So do you know what's pure radio gold?
Anytime I speak.
Yeah, I would agree there, but especially when you are breaking down in intricate detail Coach Bud's midsection.
Yeah, well, I look like him. My gut protrudes outwards. His is more of his like goes up through his chest. Mine just is all gut.
Yes, yes. You know, you're developing quite a good cadre of regular callers, you know. John and Franklin and KJ and Ram and the two Mikes and Sean O'Connell and Tony in Texas. I really look forward to their calls. That's another reason I listen to this show. But I got to
say, I'm glad you say that. Hey, can I just let me chime in, because I don't know, you guys are like super into the sports media world or the trades or whatever, but there's like a movement to say how bad callers are for sports radio. There's articles every week, and you've got program directors from all over the country writing articles about how callers aren't valuable and they're bad. And I get so offended every time I read those. Callers have made this station for 15 years. You're as much a part of the family as we are. So thank you. I'm glad that you give those guys that call in their due, because they deserve it. And so do you, Big Ron.
Yeah, I mean, callers are what made Paul Feinbaum famous, man. And I think you're on the same trajectory, Bart.
Yeah, I'm like the Paul Feinbaum of the fan, of course.
That's right, you are. That's a very good analogy. So I got a strategy question for you. Uh-oh. When you are at Pato, do you hit 16 when the dealer's showing a 7?
That's a good question. Normally, I would probably hit that.
Yeah, see, the book says you stay. Because you got got to assume a face card underneath the 7, so he's got 17, so you're losing that hand. But I was just interested. No, look, the Bucks.
But I'm on 16 more than the average bear.
Yeah, people that hit that 16 when or stay on 16 when the dealer's showing a 7 or higher really annoys me. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to say anything, but, I mean, I've seen people get up and walk away and go to a different table.
Well, good. Screw them. You're playing for yourself.
Yeah.
Blackjack's not a team sport unless you want to pay me some of the money you win for my decision if it helps you. Otherwise, screw off.
So, look, I'm in the minority here, but I like Doris Burke. I think she's a good announcer. It's certainly a lot better than Pam Ward. But the Bucks, I think the Wisconsin sports curse is going to be in full effect in Game 7. I think they're going to blow a big lead and lose in heartbreaking fashion.
See, Toby, this is what I'm talking about. This is why when you say that they're going to win by 10, this is what we know. We know heartbreak and pain.
Oh, I'm aware it's a shakeup, but I still got the Bucks by double digits.
How do you feel about that, Big Ron?
Yeah, I don't think he's, I think he's still, back in on the East Coast there in Washington. The Bucks are going to be like the Badgers in the 2016 NCAA championship game. They're going to be up 13 with 9 minutes left and lose the game in heartbreaking fashion.
One of these times it's got to go our way, though, right?
It did in the Super Bowl in 96 and 2010. But that, other than the Packers, it's just been heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. And even with the Packers recently, I'm going to be loading up on the Nets money line. It's a 1-point spread right now.
Yeah, it's in favor of the Bucks.
This morning I saw Nets -1. But
I did too, and now the last I checked, I saw Bucks. I mean, this might fluctuate a little bit, but
yeah,
last I checked, I saw Bucks -1.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know.
All right, well, I guess I'll leave you guys on rest in peace, Santo, and rest in peace, Rick from Oshkosh.
Yeah, thanks, Big Ron.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, again, that's the thing about callers, too. You do get attached to them and know them. Rick in Oshkosh, I never met. I talked about this last week. I just found out he passed away. He passed away, actually, at the end of last year, which is a big-time bummer. And then Santo, God, that's a killer. Santo on the west side, I still can't believe it. I mean, the guy's 49 years old. I can't believe it. God only knows how his family feels. There is a GoFundMe that they have up for his kids' future education. It's the pinned tweet. It's my pinned tweet. You can follow me. Check it out at Winks Thinks. There's a lot of listeners that have donated, and I just think that's great. Because Santo's one of those guys that as soon as the station was formed, he was there, and the toy drive was huge for him. He would always donate. And I'm sure if he saw that people were donating, he'd, blush a little bit, but now we got to donate for him. Three kids. And you watch him grow up, and it's just a disaster. It's awful. So hopefully you guys can help out, if you can help out. I just, the challenge was donate $12.50 for $12.50. I think you got to donate $13. I don't think you can do, but still, you can do that at the GoFundMe page. It is on my Twitter at Winks Thinks. A lot of you guys have donated already, so maybe I'm just speaking to the choir, but really a tough one. 414-799-1250. More on this Bucks win last night. More on what we expect in Game 7 when we come back. More from you guys coming up, too. 12:50 a.m. The Fan, Bart, Toby, you, 414-799-1250, breaking down a Game 6 victory for our beloved Bucks over the Nets. They have forced a Game 7. It will be Saturday night in Brooklyn. I got to figure out what I'm doing here. I got that grad party to go to. We're going to go home anyway because the kids got to go to bed. But the grad party's like, it's listed for like 3 hours. It's in the Madison area. So it's like, for me, it's on the other side. So it's like an hour and 45 minutes to get there. We're going to be in the car longer than the party. I don't know.
Doesn't sound like lots of fun, but.
No, man. When you got a kid, you got to like, you got to schedule around his naps. And so I have one kid. So I like, am really, you know, once you have four kids, like, who cares? You have six kids, whatever. I mean, life, what? Who cares? But I have one kid, so we're all like, he needs to be on a schedule. He needs to, because that's what we need. He needs to be on a schedule. I got one kid. If I have five kids, I'd be like, I don't know, let a kid sleep on the roof of the car on the way home. What do I care? There's a lot of cool pictures from last night down at the Deer District, and I'm going to bring up specifically, I just retweeted one from Ben Wagner, anchor at Channel 12 in Milwaukee. It's a really nice picture. It's the Pfizer Forum with the crowd at the Deer District and the comments on it. People are just in awe of it. H. Blizz says, going to games when I was 10 and tickets were literally $5 to seeing this now is making me cry. Incredible. To think that those of you that have been through all of the Bucks ever since when, I mean, it's different periods. I am 37, so I started, you know, liking the Bucks, I don't know, when I was 10. And then you get into them, and they had a little kind of playoff activity in the late 90s. I mean, they were always so bad. Most of my life, they've been so bad. They had the run in 2001. I was in high school. And then they were bad. And you could go to the Bradley Center and get cheap. You could get like six tickets at the Bradley Center for $3. Total price. And a free t-shirt. I mean, you could go to the Bradley Center. You could do this. Why do I know? Because I did. You could go to the Bradley Center after halftime, and they just let you in for free like it was a high school football game. Oh, it's after half. Yeah, you come in. I mean, it was insane. And to get to the point now where the Deer District is what it is, but also that people go down there is awesome. I mean, if you're going to watch the game, if you're going to watch the game Saturday, your choice, the first choice you have is, well, let's go down to the district, and there's no second choice. That's where you're going to go.
Yeah, I mean, when I came to college, my freshman year, I went to a Bucks playoff game on a student ticket deal for $10. Yesterday, I got an email about that same deal, and the cheapest tickets were nosebleeds, probably last row, for $45, and there was only one ticket left. So even just in the time I've been here, you've seen the Bucks popularity and that awesome area down there. It's a great experience to go down there. I've watched one game down there in the Deer District, and that was awesome. I hopefully get down there again sometime this postseason when they beat the Nets in Game 7 and maybe get down there for the Eastern Conference Finals. But, yeah, I mean, I love it. I love that whole area, and the Fiserv is such a beautiful arena.
Yeah, it is. I just feel like this is a good segment because I've been crapping so much on the Bucks, and I still want them to like me. So I'm going to talk nice about their area for a little bit. I love you guys. I just wish that you had a new head coach. And I want you guys to remember this right now, because even if you do somehow win the finals, that doesn't mean Bud's a good coach. PJ Tucker's the coach now. He took over. He took over last night. He yelled at Coach Bud, and then they went on a 14-0 run. I don't think that was a coincidence. I just do not.
Yeah, I'll tell you, here's my Washington knowledge for you. The Capitals won the Stanley Cup, and they still fired their coach. The Nationals won the World Series. They should have fired their manager afterwards because now he's just awful. And just because they went on that hot stretch and won the World Series, they kept him. And now you're kind of like, well, I kind of wish we still would have gotten rid of him. So, yeah, I mean, there's absolutely a reason. If you don't like Coach Bud and he's not really helping you win, then, yeah, you can go win the NBA Finals, but ditch him at the end of it.
The cheapest ticket I see at Barclays on Saturday night is $187 up in the nosebleeds. And the lower tickets, oh, Section 23, Row 1, $2,500. Oh, $7,000 for third row seats.
I'll be there.
Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce will be there. You know that.
Yeah, good buddy.
I'm sure that some of the Knicks fans, the Knicks celebrity fans, will. Oh, I'll go check out a Brooklyn Nets game. I'm sure that they'll be there. Music artists I've never heard of will be there. That's always fun to feel old. At Saturday night, 7:30, our time. Bucks force a game 7. More coming up next. You said.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.